taste and see that the Lord is good. For particularly these things wherein I now speak. For I desire above all things that through my anointing that I break every yoke. And these distractions and those things that come against your life to cause even those things that I want to give to you freely to be inhibited and held back. Not on my part. But know this, I am faithful. I am faithful. And to whosoever will, let him drink of the river of life freely. I know, Lord. Know this, that these words that are spoken to you prophetically, know that I speak and I call you as children, sons and daughters, to lay down your burdens and lay down your distractions. And the question of your heart, how can these things be? But know this, that the decision of the will of your heart to yield first to me and absolutely posture, position your spirit and soul, yielding every part of your affection to me in these hours. I'll teach you past these hours and bring you into this so that every day of your life is consumed in my anointing. And one yoke after the other, line upon line, everything is broken off your life until a freedom comes that you've not yet been familiar with and not been able to walk in heretofore. But know this, that I desire, even as I'm speaking, to give to you the very best that heaven has to offer, which is the anointing that breaks every yoke and causes all distractions to become focused on my faithfulness and who I am to you, in you, and through you, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, Jesus.